coming up.
Friends tell me that he just loved to play video games. I think at one point his dad said he was growing into the man that he always hoped he would be.
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime. The family of a 20-year-old homicide victim in Minnesota is hoping news of a reward will lead to an arrest.
Police say he was walking home from the store when he was tragically shot and killed.
This was a senseless death. I need answers. I want answers.
Charmaine Nero joins us from Care 11 in Minneapolis. Charmaine, on August 28th, police in Maplewood, Minnesota, received a 911 call reporting a person down in a roadway. What happened from there?
Well, Maplewood police tell us that they responded to the intersection of Larpenteur Avenue East and McKnight Road, and that's where they found a 20-year-old man who was down on the street, dead from a gunshot wound.
And at what point would we learn the identity of this 20-year-old man who'd been killed?
Yes, police later released that information, and we later learned that that was a 20-year-old man from the Maplewood area. He was identified as 20-year-old Devin Madley.
What all have you been able to learn about Devin Madley? Who was he?
Friends at the scene tell me that Devin Madley was a hard worker. He worked at FedEx. He was into video games. He had a lot of friends.
He was a good kid, you know. Never got in trouble. He worked. He played video games. He was just getting into his way of life as a young man.
In that area, friends and family have built this tent that sits right at the intersection of Howard and Larpenteur, where he was found dead.
We are here every day. Every day.
And this is something that I have never seen at a scene before. It is so big, and it is filled with pictures, flowers, memories of Madley. Friends tell me that he liked video games and would stay home often. So they're really confused about why someone would take his life.
It's not right. Like, Devin did not deserve this at all. Like, out of everybody, he was so innocent.
It's sad to see Devin go out like this. Like, why would somebody just do that? And, you know, he had more things to experience.
That was one of the best, most innocent souls somebody could have taken. And it's not fair.
Do we know anything as of yet about what might have been going on before he was shot? What Devin Madley's day looked like that day? If he was with anyone, anything like that?
Absolutely. Well, police during a press conference told us that Madley was walking to a nearby store and he only lived a short distance away. After that, we do know that police are searching for three unidentified people.
Through investigation, we know three people are directly involved in Devin's murder.
We do not know the circumstances of how they got that information, but they are asking for the public's help in identifying those three people. But as far as what happened, we still don't know what happened on the way home from that store to Madley's home.
You mentioned that you've spent some time in Maplewood covering this case. It's right outside of St. Paul. Can you talk about this area a little bit?
I was quite shocked because this area wasn't in an area that was surrounded by heavy traffic, surrounded by stores. It was very residential. This street was very quiet, other than the people that were gathered there for the press conference, which consisted of friends and family. And this makeshift memorial that stands tall on that street, there are no sidewalks there. There's a little bit of space in between the two-lane road that you can ride your bike or walk, but there isn't really any space for people to walk. It doesn't seem like an area that people would frequently walk, but it is very quiet. And I think around the time that Devin Madley was found, which was about 8:40 at night, it seems like it would have been very quiet in that area.
And this raises the question of any potential witnesses to this. Police put out a press release shortly after Devin Madley's body was discovered where they said they were reviewing, quote, multiple sources of evidence. Does that mean witnesses? What have we learned from their investigation about those multiple sources of evidence?
Well, Maplewood police are trying their best to protect the investigation, and they are also calling for people who may have surveillance video in that area and may not have checked it to reach out to them. But we do know there were witnesses nearby. We haven't heard much information about what exactly was received from those witnesses or what those witnesses told police. But we do know that they know that three people were involved in this. Those people right now are unidentified.
Together with the family, we're offering a $7,000 monetary reward for information leading to an arrest in this case.
You mentioned this press conference. Can you tell us a little bit more about that day? I know you were out there as family and police announced a reward that's being offered.
Absolutely. This press conference happened a couple of weeks after the death of Madley. And the Maplewood incident involving Madley is the first homicide of this year for the city of Maplewood. And this happened when neighboring St. Paul had four homicides in a span of 36 hours. It's very concerning because for police, they're trying to figure out if there was any connection to any of these incidents that happened on that same weekend. So I think throughout the investigation for the last couple of weeks, police weren't getting the answers that they needed. So last week, they held that press conference along with family members asking for help, asking for the public's help to help get any answers to help solve this case.
You know, the word that seems to come up again and again in your reporting is senseless. To date, has anyone offered any sort of explanation beyond a senseless random act of violence as to why this happened, why someone would have killed this young man?
That's a very good question. When I was at the press conference, it seemed that Maplewood police, family, and friends, and even colleagues of Devin Madley were very confused. I kept hearing the word innocent. I kept hearing the word it shouldn't have been him, or the phrase, it shouldn't have been him. It seems like this is very out of the ordinary for Madley, who family members tell me just stayed home most of the time if he wasn't working. So it was really odd, I think, for family members and people at the scene to come to terms with the fact that he was walking to the store, which is something he always did, and this happened.
You talked about this a little bit, but while you were at this announcement, what else were you hearing people say about Devin, about the kind of person he was and how they're going to remember him?
This is the first that I've ever had this happen in my career, but Maplewood police talked to us with the family and encouraged the family to share a little bit about who he was. And after that, Maplewood police also sent the media videos that families shared showing Devin and what he liked to do for fun. In those videos, you can see Devin dancing at his job. You can see him playing with his friends or playing around with his friends. Friends tell me that he just loved to play video games. I think at one point his dad said he was growing into the man that he always hoped he would be. And it was so significant for him to say that because it was exactly what I was hearing from other people in that area, is just that he was such a great guy who just worked and just came home.
Before I let you go, I want to make sure that we mention family and friends have also set up an online fundraiser. Can you give us some info on that?
Right after Devin Madley's death, his family started a GoFundMe to raise funds for his funeral. But now they've started a separate GoFundMe to raise money to increase that reward. Right now, there is a $7,000 reward for any information that could lead to an arrest or conviction. And the family is hoping to raise that amount so they can get more answers and figure out who did this.
Charmaine Nero with Care 11. Thanks for sharing this story.
Thank you.
And thanks as always to you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. As a reminder, we're here every day of the week, Monday through Friday, with a new episode, so make sure you're subscribed to or following the podcast wherever you're listening right now. If you got a second, drop us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and feel free to tell your friends about the show. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.